Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ron Gill, beef cattle specialist from Texas, joining us in just a moment.
It's time again for the Chris Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale beginning at noon Saturday, June 5th at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Nearly 600 head will sell, featuring 500 fall calving bred heifers and cows, 60 spring calving pairs, and 30 herd bull prospects ready to turn out. As always, this program is known for quality and customer service. You can view the cattle anytime during the week. For more information, call Chris at 580-309-0711 or visit their website at collinscattleservices.com for more information.
Every day, pork producers across the country demonstrate care and concern for how pork is produced. They have a long-standing tradition of providing wholesome, high-quality, responsible products for people everywhere to enjoy. And be assured, they're respecting natural resources, taking care of their animals, and contributing to our communities because nobody cares more. Funded by Oklahoma Pork Producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
At the recent International Symposium on Animal Well-Being up at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas, had the opportunity to visit with one of the speakers that we've known for quite a few years, Dr. Ron Gill, who's with Texas AgriLife. That's what they're calling the Extension Service these days, connected with Texas A&M University. And Ron Gill indicates that his job these days is a tough one, trying to convince ranchers that animal well-being, a lot of the practices having to do with animal well-being, makes sense for the ranch operation.
It's one of the more difficult things I've ever tried to figure out because there's such a pushback from the mindset of what animal welfare and all that debate is meant to production agriculture. In reality, animal welfare is animal husbandry, and that's what we've always hung our hat on. So we've got to switch that thought process back around. We're just talking about doing things better. We've always done things best we know how. We know some things now we didn't know before, and so we're trying to get those out into the field, and particularly in the area of animal handling. I think we've done the best we could knowing what we knew. There are some better ways to do some things, and that's where I'm focusing most of my attention, is using that as the vehicle to get producers to understand we can do things different, better, and they can benefit from it.
Do you get a better reception when you use the terminology animal husbandry?
Yes, you do. Working for an academic institution like I do, sometimes I think we've messed up by going to animal husbandry to animal science and basing everything just on science. Because of the husbandry aspect, I think we've taken it for granted a little bit in the industry, and we need to go back and focus on that aspect of livestock production.
Let's talk about those things that you said you were concentrating on, animal handling. What are the things that you feel that we have got the most upside on?
Actually, the biggest upside, I think, is in the processing area of cattle. We can reduce the stress, injuries, just make that process go so much smoother. We can save on labor expenses by learning how to work those cattle better. We don't have to have so many people. In fact, they work better with less people around most of the time. Mm-hmm. And the other aspect of it is in weaning management. We had some really good presentations here today on weaning management. To me, there's a lot of upside potential there for increased income to ranches, improved perception of our industry, reduced use of antimicrobial products, all the things that people tend to swing at us, we can fix with a lot of that at the weaning phase of our industry.
Ron Gill from Texas A&M University with Texas AgriLife talking about the art of animal husbandry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample some 500 events and attractions all across our state. Meadow Lake Ranch, 15 minutes west of Tulsa, offers lakeside log cabins and Indian teepees. You can enjoy their bed and breakfast or their full-service guest ranch. Be sure to look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register to win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real, growing adventure.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.